请我们打开圣经
Let us
翻到马可福音
Turn open our Bibles to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 5
我们从21节一直看到43节
We'll read from the Gospel according to Mark chapter 5 verses 21 through 43
好因为经文比较长一点我就请弟兄用英文念
Because of time, we'll just have our brother read it in English. Gospel according to Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death.I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him,and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe.And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him,and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Tahitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly, that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat.
我们再次低头。
Let us bow our head once again.
亲爱的主
Dear Lord,
你的话语已经打开在我们的面前
Thy word has been opened before us.
若没有你的圣灵光照我们提醒我们我们就不能够明白
Without thy Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to remind us, we would not understand.
求你现在把你的话语向我们解开
We pray that thou would open even now thy word to us.
也使用你这卑微的器皿
and I will use this humble servant of thine
洁净他使他能够把你的话语带出
cleanse him that he may be able to bring forth thy word
祈求奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name
Amen 好有一位在急诊室工作的高级医生
There is this doctor whoworked in the ER and he was a high ranking doctor.
面对两个病人
and he was facing two patients.
有一个病人是心脏病突发
and,
昏迷过去了
there was one particular patient who had a sudden heart attack and was unconscious.
非常危急随时丧命
it was very critical and he could lose his life at any moment.
还有一个病人是眼睛患了白内障
there is another patient whose eyes is stricken with cataract.
这个医生选择先去治疗那个白内障的病人。
Now this ER doctor chose to first treat this patient with the cataract.
结果那个心脏病患者没有得到及时的治疗就死去了。
As a result then, this patient who had the heart attack was not treated timely and passed away.
你会觉得这是一个好医生吗?
Would you feel that this is a good doctor?
如果有认为是好医生的人, 请举手。
If you feel that this is a good doctor, please raise your hand.
看起来我们都很清楚这个判断, 绝不会找这个医生看病。
Now, I think that we already have a very decisive conclusion and we would not look for this doctor to treat us.
不过我用这个医生引出刚才我们所念的这段经文。
The reason being that I use this story to bring forth the passage we just have read.
耶稣医治两个病人。
Now here Jesus healed two patients.
可是好像也是一个错了位的医治。
But it seems as if also he did not get his priorities straight.
如果这样来看的话, 耶稣也不应该是个好医生了。
If we feel it the same way, perhaps we'll also come to the conclusion that Jesus is not a good physician.
那么我们怎么来看耶稣这个医生呢?
Then, how would we come to view Jesus as the physician?
你还会到他面前求他的医治吗?
Would we still come before him to ask him for healing?
如果按照刚才的推理,刚才没有举手的人都不会求耶稣医治了。
If by logic, when I asked the question, we did not raise our hand, likewise, we would not come to Jesus for healing as well.
是不是呢?
Would that be correct?
看起来你们都中了我的圈套。<laughs>
I think you all fell for my trick here.
其实刚才的经文中,我们看到两个绝望的人来到耶稣的面前。As
we read in the passage now, we can see there was two who were hopeless, and they came into Jesus' presence.
第一个人,他是雅鲁。The
first one was Jairus.
他是一个管会堂的人。And
he was the ruler of a synagogue.
看英文就更清楚,他是一个ruler,是一个统治者。
Here in the English translation, it is even more specific with emphasis on he's a ruler of the synagogue.
可能中文的管会堂会让大家有一些误会,可能他就是管着大门的钥匙,开开门,保保洁,做着这些事情。
Perhaps in the Chinese translation, when we say he is just the keeper of the synagogue, he has the one with the key to open the door and clean up. But he is in fact the ruler of the synagogue.
英文这个ruler其实很清楚告诉我们,他是一个有地位的人。
In the English translation, with the fact that he's the ruler of the synagogue, it tells us he is one with high position.
犹太人的会堂也是实行长老治理的制度。
Now in the synagogue of the Jewish people, it is also where the elders would rule.
在会堂里面有几个长老共同来治理。
In the synagogue, there are a few elders that who will rule over this synagogue.
而管会堂的就是这个长老团队的带头人。
And the one who rules over the synagogue is also the one who governs over this group of elders in the synagogue.
雅鲁就是这样的一个人。And
this is such a person as Jairus.
我们知道会堂制度是由文士以斯拉建立起来的。We
know that the system of the synagogues started during the period of the scribe Ezra.
犹太人中间每十户人家他们就可以设立一个会堂。
Now, in each 10 family amongst the Jewish people, they can establish a synagogue.
所以每到安息日的时候,这十户人家就全部去到会堂,在那里聚在一起,诵读律法书,祈祷。Therefore, on
the Sabbath, then these 10 families would gather together at the synagogue to read the book of the law and to pray.
会堂在犹太人的中间扮演非常重要的作用。
In the system of the synagogue is extremely important piece amongst the Jewish people.
它不只是一个社区的信仰生活的中心。
It is not only a neighborhood of where they gather together for their faith.
也是社交中心、民事和宗教法庭以及学校。
It is also their school or a social center and also the religious center for them.
如果我们家里起了一些矛盾了,或者是跟别人起了争执了,或者是怎样,就到会堂去请长老裁定。If
there was a conflict in the family or amongst the people, they would all gather together to the synagogue for the elders to decide.
他还扮演一个重要的角色。
There is another important piece of the synagogue that takes place.
那就是学校。It
is for schooling.
他们的孩子们都是送到会堂去诵读律法书，开始接受教育。
This is where the families would train their children for education, for the schools to learn the book of the laws and to be trained.
啊，我们知道这些背景，就知道雅鲁这个管会堂的职务有多么大的权力了。
Now when we know of this background, then we realize the high position which Jairus has as the ruler of a synagogue.
所以雅鲁他是一个受人尊敬的有权威的人。
Now Jairus one was highly honored, and respected by others with a high position.
可是现在他崩溃了。
But now he is shattered.
因为他的女儿要死了。
Because his daughter is ill to the point of death.
是他最爱的女儿。
This is his most beloved daughter.
中国人说起来是掌上明珠啊。
As the Chinese would say, she is the pearl in his hand.
可是这个时候他面对他这个要死的女儿，他束手无策，完全没有办法。
Now as he is facing his dying daughter, he is at his wit's end. He is helpless.
他能够做到管会堂这个职务，说明他一定是精通律法。
Now to be the ruler of the synagogue must speak of the fact that he is very educated as far as the law is concerned.
而且是一个遵行律法敬虔的人。
He is also one who will keep the law and one who is pious.
可是面对他躺着的将要死的女儿，他完全没有办法。
Now he is facing his dying daughter who is bedridden. He is completely helpless.
雅鲁这一个有地位、有学识、有影响力、也不缺财富的人，他来到耶稣这个拿撒勒人耶稣的面前。
Now such is a person, Jairus, who was powerful and was influential, who lacked no wealth, very powerful. He came to the end of himself and came before Jesus, Jesus the Nazarene.
他跪了下来，求告说：“我的女儿要死了，求你去救她。”
And he came, begging of the Lord, and fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live."
我相信在这一个时刻
，I believe at this very moment,
他甚至愿意用自己的生命去换取他女儿的性命。
He would be willing even to give of his own life in exchange for his daughter's.
可是能换得来吗？
But would that be something that can be done?
他所有拥有的一切，他都愿意来换他女儿的生命，可是能换得来吗？
All that he possessed, I believe Jairus would be willing to give up in exchange for his daughter's life. But could that be done?
换不来。
It cannot.
很多时候我们是不是像雅鲁那样
Many a times are we just as Jairus.
我相信他做到管会堂这个职务是努力了很久的了。
I believe he have strove diligently for a very long time in order to become the ruler of the synagogue.
我们可能像雅鲁那样
Perhaps we are just like Jairus.
为自己不断的争执
And we have strove diligently for ourselves.
大学毕业读硕士读博士
and we graduated from college. We're going for our PhD.
慢慢慢慢，我们的地位越来越深，越来越高。
Gradually, our positions grow higher and higher.
我们的影响力也越来越大。
And we become more and more influential.
我们越来越受人尊敬。
And the more respect we garner from others.
有了这些
，and after we have received all of this,
你就可以给自己、给家人带来保障吗
？Are we able then to give security to ourselves?To our family.
雅鲁做到了他能够做的一切，但是他却绝望了。
Jairus did all that he was able to, all that he accomplished, yet he was still in a state of helplessness.
我们再看另外一个绝望的人。
Now let us take a look at the other individual who was also hopeless.
那是紧跟着雅鲁出现在耶稣面前的。
And this is right after Jairus and she appeared before the Lord.
是一个患血漏病的妇人。
And this was the woman with the blood hemorrhage.
马可告诉我们她患了12年的血漏。
Mark tells us she had this blood issue for 12 years.
为了看她的病，她最后到了一无所有的地步。
Because of her illness, she has spent all that she had.
她在好些的医生手中受了许多的苦，花尽了她所有的。
And she has spent all that she had and suffered much of the physicians.
我们不只是看到这个女人受她的病的折磨很痛苦。
Not only do we see that this woman suffered because of her illness.
她的精神也受着非人的折磨。
But she was also suffering mentally.
回到律法书, 我们知道,
when we go back to the book of the laws, we know.
女人在经期是被定为不洁净的。
Those with this blood issue, as in under the law, would be considered unclean.
所以这个时期, 女人她是不可以进入圣所。
Therefore, for a woman in this condition, she cannot enter into the temple.
是不允许触碰圣物的。
And she cannot come into contact with another.
而这个女人因为患了这样的病, 所以她一直是不洁净的。
Therefore, because she had this blood issue throughout, she would be considered unclean.
换一句话说, 她是不能够跟别人一同来敬拜神的。
In other words, she cannot ask others to come together to worship God.
她不被允许进入会堂。
She was not allowed into the temple.
大的节日, 她也不能够去到圣殿献祭。
Even in the festival, she could not come to offer a sacrifice in the temple.
她跟众人隔绝开。
She is separated, isolated from other people.
我相信这个病给女人所带来精神上的痛苦远远大于她肉体上的痛苦。
I believe the mental issue she suffered greatly far exceeded the physical condition which she suffered.
血肉病让她变为不洁净。
Because of this blood issue, she was considered unclean.
所以她被隔绝开来。
Therefore, she was separated, isolated from others.
被拒绝在一切敬拜生活和社交生活之外。
She was rejected outside of any life of worship or social life.
这岂不给她带来更深的绝望吗?
Would this not bring her even into more hopelessness?
现在有一个消息传到她的耳中。
Now there is this news which she has heard.
有一个人,他叫耶稣。
There is this person named Jesus.
他从拿撒勒来, 他能够医好一切的病人。
He comes from Nazareth and he is able to cure of all diseases.
他在绝望中似乎看见一丝希望的光亮透射进他的心扉。
Now amongst all her hopelessness, she is able to see that tiny ray, that hope of light that can enter, penetrate through.
他鼓足勇气。
So she gathered all her courage.
走出她幽闭的家门,
and she went out of her door, which was dark and gloom.
挤进了围在耶稣的人群中,
and she pressed amongst the crowd and the throng of people.
可是她不敢来求耶稣,
yet she dared not come into his presence.
她害怕再一次遇到拒绝,
she feared to be rejected once again.
走走走开，你这个不洁净的女人。
Oh, please. Go away from me, you unclean woman.
她害怕再一次的被拒绝。
She feared rejection once again.
看到了吗? 我们看见了这两个绝望中的人。
Now do we see, are we able to see these two individuals who are hopeless?
一个,他拥有一切,却不能够救他女儿的生命。
One who possessed all, yet he was helpless in terms of saving his own daughter.
一个失去一切。
One who has lost all,
活着不如死掉。
And she was living, but yet she would rather die.
无论他们是怎样, 他们的处境却是一样的, 就是绝望的。
Regardless of what their conditions were, yet they faced one similarity, and they were both hopeless.
而这两个绝望的人, 他们遇见了耶稣。
And these two hopeless people now encountered Jesus.
他们得着拯救。
And they were able to be saved, delivered.
可是很特殊的, 很有意思的就是, 这个拯救, 这两个人得到的拯救, 却是一个时间错位的拯救。
But what is very special and interesting is that the deliverance of these two individuals seemingly have the timing reversed.
如果按照病人, 病情危急的程度, 肯定雅鲁的女儿先应该得着医治。
If we look at the severity of the situation or the one who should be healed first, it ought to be the daughter of Jairus.
再按照一个先来后到的次序, 也应该雅鲁的女儿先得。
Even if we were to look at the chronicle time sequence, it ought to be Jairus first, because he sought the Lord first.
可是这个患血漏病的女人却先得了医治。
But yet it was this woman with the blood issue who was first healed.
那好, 我们就先来看一看这个得医治的妇人。
So then now let's take a look at this woman who was healed.
回到当时的场景。
We come back to the scene.
她躲在众人的中间。
She was one amongst the multitude of people.
注意, 她是躲在众人的中间。
That's right. She hid herself amongst the throng of people.
她害怕别人认出她来。
She was afraid to be recognized by others.
害怕有人看到，哎，你这个污秽的女人，你怎么从家里跑出来了
？She was afraid to be found out. Others would see, "Oh, you unclean woman, why did you come out of your house?"
她心里怕得要命。
She was fearful.
她害怕耶稣的拒绝。
And she was utterly afraid to be rejected by Jesus.
妇人，你不洁净，走一边去。
A woman, you are unclean. Step aside.
在这种惧怕的心理下面，她开始自己欺骗自己。
Under this heart of fear, she began to deceive herself.
来，我来躲在耶稣的后面。
Let me just hide myself behind him.
我来摸一下他的衣服。
All I need to do is just touch his garment.
那我可能就洁净。
Then I'm sure I shall be clean.
说实在，这只不过是一个自己骗自己的举动。
Now, to be frank, this is only a thought, an action to deceive yourself.
哪有一个病人来看医生的时候说，我不告诉你我的病情。
Now, which patient would come to the doctor and say, I won't tell you what problem I have.
我不让你看见我，我不让你知道我。
I won't let you see me, I won't let you know anything about me.
每一个病人来到医生面前的时候，他总是愿意把自己的病情敞开在医生的面前，让医生可以诊断，可以医治。
Each patient, when they come into the presence of the doctor, would make it full known to the doctor, this is my situation. And this is what is wrong so that they can be healed.
所以这个女人这个的行动其实是在欺骗一下自己。
This woman and her actions in fact were what she did to deceive herself.
甚至她不敢相信她这一个举动就能够得着医治。
Even to a point that she did not believe that this action of hers could really save her.
但是她摸过耶稣衣服了，她就可以对她自己内心中那个良心来说一下，我尽过力了。
She can at least touch his garment and say to herself, to satisfy her conscience, I've tried my best.
然后什么事情都没有发生，然后她就躲起来，再回到她的屋子。
And nothing would happen, and she can hide herself, retreat, and go back home again.
可是当她的手碰到耶稣的衣服的时候，
But when her hand touched upon the garment of Jesus,
奇迹发生了。
And a miracle happened.
他立刻感觉他身上这个血肉的源头干了。
And straightway she felt in her body the fountain of her blood was dried up.
是的，真的，他得着医治了。
It is true, she was healed.
我相信那一个时刻，惊讶和兴奋充满他的心。
I feel at that time, awe and astonishment, excitement filled her heart.
当我们最喜乐的时候，就是巴不得呼喊出来。
And when we're so joyful, ecstatic, we would shout out.
我相信这个妇人，她心里面也想要呼喊。
I believe in her heart, she desired to exclaim this as well.
我得医治了。
I am healed.
我的病好了。
And I am healed of my disease.
我从此再也不是不洁净的了。
No longer am I considered unclean.
可是
，But
她没有说出话来。
She did not speak.
她不敢说。
She did not dare say anything.
不行，我是不洁净的，我不能够在这个地方，在这群人中间出现。
I cannot appear myself amongst the multitude because I'm unclean. I cannot be made known.
赶快走，赶快离开。
I must go quickly. I must leave.
可是
，But
耶稣却不给他躲起来的机会。
Jesus did not allow for her the opportunity to hide herself.
他停住脚步。开口问谁摸我的衣裳
？He stayed his step and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
哦，这个问题很有意思。
Now this is a very interesting question.
耶稣不知道吗
？Does not Jesus know?
当然，他作为人子，他跟我们人有一样的感受。
Of course, as the Son of Man, he has the same feeling as we do.
但是他是神的儿子。
But yet he is the Son of God.
他当然应该知道谁摸。
Of course, he must know who have touched his garments.
当耶稣远远的拿单叶还没有看到他的时候，耶稣就看到他在无花果树下面。
Even from far away, long ago, before Nathanael saw Jesus, Jesus saw him, sitting under the fig tree.
所以我相信耶稣完全知道是谁摸他的衣服。
Therefore, I believe.Absolutely, that Jesus knew who touched his clothes.
那么他为什么要问这个问题？
Why is it then he must ask this question?
只有一个原因，他要让这个女人站出来。
There is only one reason for that, and it's in order for this woman to step forth.
耶稣是不是不近人情？
Would it be that Jesus was not mindful of her, not courteous at all?
我们看一下，这个女人得的是什么病？
Now, let us take a look. What was the illness this woman had?
血漏病.
She had a blood hemorrhage.
是一个在众人面前不好意思讲出口的病.
This is an illness that it is not easy for her to tell others about in front of the crowd.
耶稣这样安排是不是有点残忍?
Now, for Jesus to make this arrangement to make her known, would it be too cruel of him?
但是我们看得到耶稣他 知道这个女人,她还需要一个更深的医治。
But because Jesus knew this woman and knows that she needs even a deeper healing.
谁摸了我的衣裳?
Who touched my clothes?
这女人听到了。
And this woman heard.
她知道她不能再躲起来了。
She realized now she can no longer hide herself.
她不得不站出来。
She must step forth.
匍匐在耶稣面前,
and fall at his feet,
将实情告诉他,
and tell him what had happened.
注意这一个时刻, 在地理位方位上产生了一个转变。
Now, take note of this. There is this change in position here at this moment.
原来这个女人是躲在耶稣的背后。
Now, previously, this woman was behind the Lord Jesus.
但是现在她是在耶稣的面前。
But now she has fell down before him. She has now come face to face with the Lord.
而最重要的,最关键的是,在众人的眼睛下面,
what is more crucial now is that under the eyes of the multitude,
耶稣听完他讲完之后说了一句话。
After the Lord Jesus had heard her speak, the Lord Jesus said these words,
女儿, 你的信救了你,
daughter, thy faith has made thee whole.
平平安安地回去吧, 你的灾病痊愈了。
Go in peace and behold of thy plague.
注意看这一句话。
Now, pay attention to these words.
我们大概推算一下这个妇人的年龄。
Now, we can perhaps come to gather about the age of this woman.
马可告诉我们,她患了12年的血漏。
Now, Mark told us, She had a blood issue of blood for 12 years.
所以估计她的年龄最少也在30岁左右了。
Now, perhaps she would be in her 30s then, just to gather that information.
耶稣有几岁呢?
How old is Jesus?
从他出来传道, 现在, 可能也就30多一点吧。
Now, likewise, the Lord would be in his 30s now from the time of his ministry.
差不多的年龄, 可是耶稣却怎么说? 女儿,
if they are about of the same age, yet Jesus called her daughter.
我相信耶稣这个时候不是用他人子的身份在讲话。
Now I believe at this time Jesus did not speak on the position as the Son of Man.
他是用他神儿子是创造主的身份在众人面前说话。
But he spoke on the ground as the Son of God, as the Creator in the front of the multitude.
女儿, 你的信救了你。
Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole.
这是一个宣告。
This is a proclamation.
是在众人面前的宣告。
It is a proclamation amongst the multitude.
这个被律法赶除在外的女人。
This woman who was cast outside by the law.
我现在宣布她是我的女儿。
Now I proclaim she is as my daughter.
在天父面前, 在我面前, 她是女儿。
In the presence of God the Father, in my presence, she is called daughter.
设想一下, 这个被血漏病折磨了12年的女人。
Now this woman who was stricken with this blood issue for 12 years.
这个人的心灵已经被摧残到什么样的程度。
We can imagine how her mental condition and the state of mind she is in.
即或她现在得了医治,她还有勇气回到人群中吗?
Even now she is healed physically, would she gather the courage to be amongst the people once again?
她还能够有自信吗?
Would she still have self-confidence?
但是今天耶稣基督,
but today the Lord Jesus,
以色列人所盼望的弥赛亚,
this is the Messiah whom Israel has longed for,
神的儿子,
the Son of God,
在众人面前亲口称呼, 女儿, 你的信救了你。
In the presence of all the multitude, he calls her by daughter, thy faith has made thee whole.
这是一个何等荣耀的时刻。
How glorious this must be.
是一个多么大的建立。
And how a great establishment building this was for her.
试想一下，如果我在主的面前，在众人面前被主充满爱抚的称呼一声孩子，我爱的儿子。
Now imagine this, if you were in that position amongst the multitude in the presence of others, the Lord would say, the Father would say to you, my dear son, whom I love.
你心里面会是一个怎样的感觉？
And how will you feel within in your heart?
我相信这个妇人的生活从此改变了。
I believe the life of this woman now has been changed.
不只是因为她的病得到了痊愈。
Not only because she was healed physically.
也因为她的生命被改变了。
But also because now her life has been transformed.
有一个人。
There is this person.
他曾经信主热心过。
He believed in the Lord and he was once zealous for the Lord.
后来背离。
But later on, he went astray.
结果吃了很多的苦。
And he suffered much.
甚至被弄成残废。
And even caused to be disabled.
有许多弟兄姐妹去看望他，我也曾经去看过他。
There were many brothers and sisters who went to visit him, and including myself.
我劝他，我们都劝他。回到主的面前，主对他总是会接纳的。
We all encourage him to return to the Lord. The Lord will always accept him.
但是他总是拒绝了。
But he refused.
他拒绝的理由是
，The reason which he refused was,
我犯了太多的罪。
I've committed much sin.
我得罪主太多了。
And I've offended the Lord much.
我这个人太烂了。
And I am just beyond cure.
我没有脸去见主。
And I am too ashamed to come to see the Lord.
所以他一直游荡在外。
So he continued to wander outside.
结果就是过着醉生梦死的生活。
And he just lived riotously and loosely.
每天还是用酒麻醉自己。
And each day he would try to numb himself with alcohol.
很多的时候。
Many a times.
我们都不敢来到主的面前。
We dare not come into the presence of the Lord.
我们宁可躲在主的后面。
We rather hide behind the Lord.
我们怕被主看见。
We afraid to be found out of the Lord.
因为我们知道我们自己的光景。
Because we know our own condition.
我们知道自己里面的样子。
And we know how we are within.
很多的时候我们自己都厌弃自己。
Many a times even we are sick of ourselves.
但是呢？你要问我放弃信仰，我还不愿意。
But yet, if you ask me to forsake my faith, I am still not willing.
所以总是躲在主的后面。
Yet I am still hiding behind the Lord.
聚会的时候，我总是坐在最后一排那个角落里。
When I'm meeting, I always sit in the back row, right in the corner.
聚会结束了，大家在一起分享交通的时候，我就赶快走吧。
And when the meeting is over, all gather and have fellowship together.
不要让人看到我。
I don't want others to see me.
我就远远的跟随。
I would just follow from afar.
远远的望着主。
I would just look upon the Lord from afar.
我不好意思来到主的面前。
I dare not. I feel ashamed to come into the Lord's presence.
但是呢，我也不离开主。
But yet, I'm not willing to leave the Lord.
今天
，today，
主耶稣对这个妇人所说的话，女儿
，The Lord says these words to this woman, daughter.
也同样是对我们的呼唤。
Likewise, this is what the Lord is calling out to us today.
女儿
Daughter
孩子
Son
你信我你的信必救你
Believe in me, thy faith has made thee whole.
在我们的内心中
And deep in our heart
我们会做出一个怎样的选择
What is the choice which we would make?
你愿意躲在耶稣的背后远远的跟随还是愿意来到他的面前被他亲切的称呼
Would you be still willing to hide behind him or come boldly into his presence before him to be called by him intimately?
当我们知道我们的地位，我们的身份，我们是主的孩子。
If we know our position, our ground as children of the Lord,
不管你是怎样的
，regardless of how we are,
在主的眼中，你就是他的孩子。
In the sight of the Lord, you are his.
愿意。你愿意回到他的面前吗
Are you willing to come back before him?
让我们继续看到另外一个绝望的人。
Let us continue to look at the other individual who was hopeless.
那就是雅鲁。
And that is Jairus.
因着这个妇人的缘故，路上耽误了一些时间。
Because now, with the interception of this woman, there was a delay in the time.
这一个耽误造成了严重的后果。
And now, because of this delay, it brought forth severe consequences.
就是雅鲁的女儿死了。
That is now, the daughter of Jairus has died.
结束了
and she has died.
你说 game over.
It is game over.
玩不下去了，没有路走了。
The game is over. There is no more time left.
一切都过去了，再也不需要医生了。
All is past. No longer is the physician needed.
死对人来说是一个完结。
Now death, as far as to man is concerned, it is game over.
一切的宏图，一切的愿望，也包括你现在正在做的事情，已经将来要达成的事情。在死的面前都变成无用。
Our hope, all our desires, all our ambitions, even what we're doing now in the face of death has now come to an end.
再伟大的发明，再伟大的创举，在死的面前都显得苍白，毫无意义。
Even greater advancement in technology, greater discovery before the face of death is still meaningless.
耶稣来到了雅鲁的家。
Jesus now has come to the house of Jairus.
所有的人都告诉他没有用了，结束了，因为孩子死了。
Everyone is telling him now it is too late because the daughter is dead. It is useless now.
但是耶稣说
，But Jesus said，
孩子不是死了，是睡着了。
The damsel is not dead, but she is asleep.
所有的人都嘲笑他
，And others scorned and mocked at him.
因为有谁在死亡的面前？不低头呢
That is because there is no one who would not be able not to bow their head to death.
但是耶稣基督就是不低头的。
But it is the Lord Jesus Christ himself who would not bow to death.
因为他是生命的主宰啊。
That is because he is the Lord of life.
耶稣带着门徒和父母，孩子的父母，走进了孩子的房间。
And the Lord Jesus took the parents of the daughter into the room of her.
他拉着孩子的手。
And she grabbed hold of her hand.
对她说，大力大，古米。
And said unto her, Talitha kumi.
意思就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。
Which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
注意看，那闺女立时起来走。
And straightway the damsel arose and walked.
这一个时刻，立时。
At this moment and this time in history.
那就是一个刹那间发生的事情。
This is instantaneous.
甚至是跟你眨一下眼皮的时间差不多。
It is just in the blink of an eye.
那一秒钟之前是一个死人。
Just a second previous, she was dead.
一秒钟之后就是一个站起来走的活人。
And a moment later, she was one who arose and walked.
多么大的权能可以对死亡命令。
What is this great power that would even command death?
注意耶稣说这句话的时候完全是用命令的口气。闺女，我吩咐你起来。
This is the tone in which the Lord Jesus spoke unto her, Talitha, kumi, arise.
谁可以命令?
Who is able to command?
只有耶稣基督。
Only the Lord Jesus.
因为他就是生命的主宰。
That is because he is the Lord of life.
当我们来看在一个这一个安排的里头，这两个医治的里头。
Now when we look at this arrangement, the arrangement of these two healings,
我发现耶稣他是时机的主宰。
We can see that he is the Lord of time.
我们做事情总是说要把握时机。
And he is Lord of the opportunity. We say that when you do anything, you have to grab hold of the opportunity.
因为机不可失，时不再来。
That is because you cannot. You have to grab hold of the time, the opportunity, because it will not appear again.
银行家们随时注意着纽约道琼斯的指数。
That is because all the bankers always pay attention to the Dow Jones.
因为他们中间要把握时机。
That is because they have to grab hold of the right timing.
一错过，他就没了。
Now once the timing is gone, it is not coming back.
当救护车在街上闪着灯，在行走的时候，所有的车都要为他让道。
Now when the ambulance is glaring and is going sounding, all the cars have to pull aside.
因为要抢。
That is because they have to grab hold of every second of time.
但是我们来看我们的主。
But when we look at our Lord,
他是缔造时机者。
And he is the one who is the most up to grabbing hold of the time.
他是掌管时机者，他就是时机的主宰。
That is because he is the Lord of time and he is the Lord over every opportunity.
我们知道四福音记载耶稣的生平各有侧重。
We know that in the four Gospels, as they record the life of the Lord, they emphasize on different things.
马太福音肖像出耶稣君王的形象。
In the Gospel according to Matthew, it shows us the Lord as King.
马可福音把主描述成仆人的形象。
And in the Gospel according to Mark, he is depicted as a servant.
路加是人子，约翰是神子。
And in the Gospel of Luke, he is the Son of Man. And in the Gospel according to John, he is the Son of God.
我们看这里的记载，耶稣真的像仆人一样。
Here in this recording in Mark, we see that truly he is one as a servant.
雅鲁一来求他。
When Jairus came to seek him,
耶稣立刻就跟他走。
Immediately, the Lord followed him.
耶稣没有说等等，等我做完我的事。
The Lord Jesus said, "No, hold up, let me finish my things first." He went right away.
那个女人来摸他，来拉住他，耶稣就让他得医治。
When the woman came to seek him and touch his clothes, immediately he allowed for his power to go forth to heal her.
好像他是一个随时听命的仆人。
He is a servant who is always ready to serve to obey.
是的，我们的主。回应人的祈求。
Yes, our Lord is one who always answers our call.
他满足人的需要。
And he satisfies the needs of man.
所以我们说每一祷告都有答应。
We say that each time I pray, he would answer.
我们知道主乐意为我们成全一切。
We know that our Lord is willing to do all for us.
但是我请大家注意，我们的主从来没有把他的主权放弃。
But I ask you to pay attention, the Lord, even though he is a servant, has never forsaken his sovereignty.
他是主宰。
And he is the sovereign Lord.
他决定着一切事情发生的时刻。
And he is the one who decides what will take place at every moment.
以及主以他的主权安排着一切。
And it is according to his sovereign will, he has arranged all of this.
这个血漏的妇人，血漏病的妇人。
This woman with the issue of blood.
他不只是满足这个妇人要求的他的病得医治。
Not only did she heal, was cured of her illness.
他还要这个妇人的生命得着医治。
But he desired also to cure her of her life.
他要这个妇人真正的得着拯救。
It is for her to receive true salvation.
雅鲁的女儿主定下她要先死去然后复活。
For the daughter of Jairus, the Lord has willed that she must first die and then be risen.
因为他要彰显他是生命的主宰。
That is because he is to proclaim that he is the Lord of life.
注意，记得我刚才介绍的一些背景。
Now recall the background which I have given you previously.
雅鲁他是管会堂的。
Now Jairus, he was the ruler of the synagogue.
他是教导犹太人认识律法的律法师。
He is a lawyer who would teach the law.To the Jewish people.
他是精通律法的人。
He is one who is fully knows the law.
或许从这里我们可以看到他是旧约律法的一个代表缩影。
Perhaps then we can see here he is a type of the law here in the Old Testament.
可是律法却不能给人生命。
But yet the law is not able to give life to others.
律法面对死亡没有办法。
When the law comes in the face of death, it is still helpless.
主耶稣在这里的时候，他要做出借着这一个医治，要做出一个宣告。
Here, through this healing, the Lord is to make this proclamation.
他是生命的主。
That he is the Lord of life.
也是律法的主。
And he is also the Lord of the law.
生命的律
the law of life.
是给人带来生命。
The law of life is to bring life to others.
是走出死亡的生命。
And it is one who will stop death.
来刻在石板上的律法。
And it is to do away with the law that is written on the tablets of stone.
只能给人审判的条件。
That the law written on the stones is only to condemn.
却不能够带人走出死亡。
And cannot bring man out of death into life.
所以雅鲁那一个时刻他伏在耶稣的脚前，他的感情上他是为着他的女儿求生命。
Therefore, when Jairus fell at the feet of the Lord, for his perspective is only to ask the Lord for life.
事实上，这以后也有一个很清晰的属灵的含义，耶稣他是律法的主。
Yeah, but only for the life of his daughter, but very clearly we're able to see the Lord proclaim this, that he is the Lord of life.
让我们再注意另外一个细节。
Now let us pay attention to another detail in this passage.
就是耶稣拉着那个孩子的手。
And that is that Jesus entered and took the damsel by the hand.
可能我们读的时候很容易把这句话就看过去了。
Now perhaps when we read it through very quickly.
但是注意思想一下，当耶稣伸手拉这个孩子的手的时候，这是一只死人的手。
Now pay attention to this action when Jesus took his hand and grabbed hold of the hand of the damsel. This is the hand of a corpse.
生命主宰的手和死人的手碰在了一起。发生什么事情？
The hand of the Lord of life now has come into contact with the hand of the dead. What takes place?
死人复活了。
Now the dead shall rise.
有一个艺术家叫米开朗基罗。
Now there is this artist, a famous artist, Michelangelo.
他有一幅很著名的画。
He has this painting that is very famous.
啊，还在罗马啊。
It's still in Rome.
在圣彼得的大教堂。
It is in the St. Peter's Cathedral.
啊，这幅画，它是来表达创世纪啊，它名字叫创世纪。
Now this title of this portrait is Genesis because it is to depict creation.
啊，这画面中其实就是两个人物。
Now in this picture there is two characters.
一个青壮年。
There is this young man, full of a figure.
看起来他身上的一块块的肌肉都显示出他非常俊美的一个青年。
You can see from the painting that this young man it is in his youth and he is very beautifully depicted.
啊，他斜躺在一个角落。
And he is just lying in the corner, relaxing.
软绵绵地伸出他的一个手。
And his hand is just very relaxed, raised.
看起来完全没有生气。
And it seems as though he has no life in him.
哎，另外一边，从天空有一个老者的形象。
Now, on the other end of the picture, in the skies, there is a depiction of an elderly man.
从上面伸下一只手。
From above, he is extending forth his arm.
两根手指就快要对接那一个一点点的这个距离，这幅画面。
And in this picture, then the two hands, the two fingers are very close and about to touch and meet.
好，这个青年俊美的男子表示是亚当。
And then, of course, this young man depicted is Adam.
好，他那个天上的老者表示是神。
And the one depicted in the skies is God.
但是我们注意看到它最伟奇妙最这个创这幅画最精华的部分就是那两个手指。
Of course, then the focus of this painting is concentrated on these two fingers.
它表达的是人跟神联系在一起的时候，它才能够有生命。
It depicts for us only when man is connected with God, then can man receive life.
今天我们的手
Today, our hand.
放在谁的手上
Whose hand is our hands in?
是在基督的手上
Our hand, is it in the hand of Christ?
其实看一看我们的手
If we look at our hands.
其实我们人的手都是带着死亡的信息
Our hands are full of the message of death.
其实人手所做的一切事情只是把自己带进死亡。
That is because all the work of our hands only eventually will lead us to death.
甚至还是把我们的子孙儿女带进死亡。
Even to a point that with the work of our hands we lead our children, our descendants into death as well.
为什么我这样说？
Why do I say this?
我们可以说人类的科技今天已经到了一个巅峰的状态。
We can say with man's technology and advancement today, it is at the forefront.
当然，人还不满足，还要继续往前。
Of course, man is still not satisfied, still pressing forward.
可是，对制造出来的社会问题、环境问题，还有种种各样的疾病等等。
But with all that man has created with their hands, all the social problems, all the environmental problems, and all the problems around us,
没有办法。
We are helpless.
日益严重的环保问题已经影响到人类的在地球上的合法的生存的权利了。
And now all that man has done now has created problems even for the existence, for the survival of man on earth.
这不是明明的告诉我们，人的手只是缔造死亡。
Does this not clearly tell us, even with the work of our hands, it only brings forth death?
但是我们的手如果与基督的手对接上了。
Yet, if our hand is touching, connected with the hand of Christ,
我们就必然活了。
Then, surely, we must live.
他是生命的主宰。
Because he is the Lord of life.
他今天能主宰你的生命，赋予你生命更新的意义。
Today, he is sovereign over your life, and he is able to renew your life.
他明天也能主宰你的生命，陪伴你走完地上人生的路途。
And tomorrow, he is able to accompany you through the rest of your life,on your days on earth.
你离开这个世界，他仍然主宰你的生命，你在永恒中与他一同作王。
Even when we depart away from this world, he is still there with us in eternity.
主对雅鲁说，
The Lord says to Jairus,
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
这两个神迹，主都说了这个信字。
In both of these miracles, the Lord said this word, believe.
你的信救了你。
Thy faith has made thee whole.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
在我们跟随主的这个道路上。
In this path as we follow the Lord.
我们是怎样的来跟随。
How is it that we follow after him?
主啊，我信你。
Lord, I believe in you.
不过先让我来管理好我自己。
But let me first rule over myself well.
我的事情。我可以解决。
I can take care of my own problem.
我做不了的，你来帮我。
If I'm not able to do it, then you come alongside and help me.
或者主啊。
Or perhaps is it Lord?
给我自由的空间。
Give me some space.
我要一些我自己的东西。
I want some of my own things.
但是在这里，我们看见的是，主要我们的就是信他。
But here we see very clearly what the Lord desires for us is only believe in him.
你肯把你的手交给他吗？
Are we willing to give him our hand?
你可以看一下你自己的手。
You can take a look at your hand.
想一想。
And consider it.
我今天这个手是带着生命的，有着生命气息的手，还是死亡气息的手？
What is in my hand? Do I hold with him in my hand death or life?
主耶稣要牵着你的手。
The Lord desires to hold our hand.
他要建立你的生命。
And he wants to establish our life.
他不只是解决我们肉体的需要，地上生活的需要。
Not only does he care for our physical needs, our needs on earth.
他更要解决我们生命的需要，更要带我们进入他永恒的生命中。
Even more, he cares for our spiritual life to lead us into eternity.
他告诉我们。
He tells us.
他是主宰。
He is the Lord.
他是生命的主宰。
He is the Lord of life.
他是时机的主宰。
And he is the Lord of every opportunity.
一切都在他的手。
And everything is in his hand.
我们所要做的。
What we must do.
就是你把你的手交给他。
Is to give him our hand.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless his own word.
让我们再一次低头。
Let us bow our head once again.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord,
在许多的时候，在跟随你的这条道路上，我们不会信靠。
So many a times on the way as we follow after thee, we do not know how to trust in thee.
我们自己抓住我们自己，或者是抓住我们觉得让我们能够信得住、靠得住的东西，却独独不抓你的手。
We grab hold on to ourselves or things around us which we think are trustworthy, yet we would not grab onto thy own hand.
结果我们走到了绝望的地步。
As a result, we are on a path of hopelessness.
我们失去了一切。
And we have lost all.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we pray that thou would have mercy upon us.
我也知道你实在是愿意怜悯的。
And we know thou art willing to give mercy.
你改变我们的心思。
That would thou change our hearts.
让我们再一次把我们信心的手放在你的手中。
So once again, we would place our hand of faith into thy hand.
纪念我们。
Remember us.
因为我们就是这样，常常小信。
Because we are those of little faith.
但是主，你抓住我们。
But Lord, we pray that Thou would grab hold of us.
我们相信，在信里头我们得生命，在信里面我们得拯救。
That in faith we would be delivered. In faith we would receive life.
在信里面，我们胜过一切罪恶对我们的辖制。
And in faith we're able to overcome all the bondage of sin.
你与我们同在。
Be with us.
牵着我们的手，直到见你面的日子。
Hold thou our hand until we see thee face to face.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.